Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. That was a fascinating piece that we just completed with Jennifer, and it raises some really interesting complexities. That case on the Halifax woman, nobody wants that outcome. That is a horrible, stressful, bad outcome. But what it does is it, and you asked a really insightful question of Jennifer about updating the documents. And I think the point that, and we'll talk a little bit about this, is there's a whole bunch of different kinds of law, right? There's tax law, which is different from estate law, which is different from all, you know, it's just all different. And in many cases, they compete against each other. And that's what creates these interesting cases for lawyers. Nobody wants to be an interesting case, right? So let's talk a little bit about what people should be doing as a normal process to make sure this thing doesn't ever happen to them.
So one thing that most people do is deal with their matters of a financial situation in silos. When they look at their estate plan, they speak to a legal representative and that's it. When they speak about their tax situation, silo to your tax person. When they speak about their money management, it's their money manager, their advisor. And they're all in different silos. They're not collaborating together. So that's the number one issue, is that when you don't have everybody coming to the table, in real life or virtually, then you're going to see conflict or issues that come up, just like this Halifax state situation.
Right.
The second part is you need a quarterback. You need someone on your team, either it's yourself, your significant other, or someone that you've hired to do, that will arrange all this stuff, that's aware of all these issues. And here's the issue in the Halifax situation. The person who passed away had the beneficiary on his RSP as his mother. My guess, total guess, that hasn't changed for a long time.
Well, and I think it's stated in the article that was the case. So Jennifer, it was set up before he was married.
Correct.
Right.
So now you open up an RSP, you've been saving up for your whole life.
Right.
You keep the beneficiary the same, which was mom, because you don't have a significant other. You don't have a 13-year-old daughter at the time.
Yep.
No one updates anything. You do your will, you live your life, you update your wills regularly, whatever time frame that may be.
Yeah.
Until that document, that RSP, is updated, there's a problem.
That's correct.
There's a problem not only from a legal perspective, but from a tax perspective.
Yeah. They got cut by 54%. There was, in this particular case, there was an insurance policy to cover it, but the fact that that money, that RSP designation, went to somebody other than his spouse, the wife, right, in Halifax, it attracted a 54% tax.
So this is what I've learned from that conversation we had with Jennifer. Number one, focus on working as a team for your financial situation. If you're going to do it by yourself and have different professionals, then you become the quarterback, and you better know these types of rules.
If you become the, yes.
So the lawyer, in general, in our experience, does not go to our clients and say to them, can you go review your beneficiaries and get a hold of Dave and Faisal and find out if your beneficiaries match this will?
Right.
And if not, update them, please. Okay? Hardly ever do we ever get that kind of a phone call from our client saying, I want to make sure.
Right.
On the flip side, when there's a change in beneficiary or an updated document, does the advisor go and say, go talk to your lawyer and make sure that the will is updated to match?
Or have they reviewed the will?
Correct.
Right.
So now you've got two different departments or groups within your financial team handling two different problems, and that could cause a bit more of an issue.
Yeah. And so there's also a responsibility on the individual side.
Correct.
Okay. And so one of the key questions we ask, is there any material changes in your life? Right? Now that means different things to different people, but for gosh sakes, getting married, that would always be a material change. Getting divorced would be a material change. Having a child, material change in your life. And these are the kinds of things that should be triggering people to start thinking about.
And here's a concern that I have with this case in Halifax, that this individual had a beneficiary designated as the parent well before the child was born. Forget about when they got married, because I don't have that information. So 13 years, no update of beneficiary?
Right.
That means there's been no conversation between the financial institution's advisor and the client about what the heck's going on in your life.
Right.
Whenever we hear of a change in a person's life, the one thing we ask them to do when it comes to their estate plan, or we call it the legacy bucket, is to do a beneficiary audit.
Right.
Get all of your information, pensions, RSPs, life insurance, your will, power of attorney, personal care, and let's review everything. Send it all to me, and our team will go through every single one, and we will look for a gap, a hole, a problem, and we'll raise that to you.
Right.
That does not happen out there.
Right.
And we all focus on how a team out there in wealth management or money management is doing on their portfolio, but if you lose 54% because of a, I call it an oversight, a lack of duty or care from whichever institution that was or the advisor, it doesn't matter how much money you made in your portfolio.
Yeah.
You just lost 54%.
Yeah, yeah. There's no recovering from that, right? And the impact on the family, right? We talk about the experience that they've just had. It's awful, right? It's just, it's terrible in every respect.
Now, I'm the type of person that says, if this is the issues that are out there, it's our responsibility on our team to make sure it doesn't happen to our clients.
Right.
It by the legal standing, it's not the advisor's responsibility.
Correct.
They're not accountable and responsible for the legal responsibilities or the tax responsibilities of the client.
Correct.
But we care about our clients, so we do this work. So whose responsibility is it then?
Right.
It's not the lawyer's responsibility to find out what's going on in your portfolio and your beneficiaries. It's not the accountant's to talk about your will and the tax implications of it. No one's taken the quarterback role in here.
Right.
We've taken it on ourselves because we think that's our care for our clients.
Yeah, correct.
And I think that was what the message that when Jennifer was talking to us is, let's make sure that our clients or individuals out there listening or watching this are saying, I better have someone to take care of this situation or these types of issues, or I better know all these concerns and problems so I can be on top of it.
Yeah, and as a minimum, I would just ask people to think about that material change idea. You don't have to know what questions necessarily to ask, but you should say, listen, I just gotten married. What do I need to be thinking about, right? If you ask those general questions, okay, and participate in that, you're going to have a better outcome. But I agree with you, right? Ultimately, a quarterback, because there's so many competing elements, a quarterback becomes important. And it's about more than money, right? Look at the impact of this on the family.
There's a reason why we do a beneficiary audit. And I know we're running out of time here, so I really want to give this as a tip for everybody is, get all your documents, anything to do with financial,
yeah,
and bring them all together and make sure every single beneficiary is matching.
That's right.
That you, where you want that money to go is your true intentions, and make sure you have a legal document, like a will, that can match what your intentions are.
That's right.
Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is, when you look at what's going on here, there is a reason why we do a review of our clients' estate plan every 3 years, their health plan every 3 years, their retirement plan every year, the details of all the issues every 3 years. We do a full valuation of their entire financial situation, like an audit every 3 years. We won't miss this stuff then. We won't miss this stuff.
Yeah, because if you do, look at the result, right? That's terrible. So yes, the process of doing that audit is absolutely critical. Okay, well, let's talk about how, that is one of the four buckets, right? Think about that. That's one.
It's about process, Dave.
It's about process.
Right, it's all about how do you actually
structure and discipline, my man.
That's the process that we're gonna talk about to bulletproof your retirement at our next webinar, Tuesday, June 15th, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, join Faisal and I after the break because we're going to discuss what your money can do for you. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.